everyone, and welcome to a special live episode of Flashback. I'm Alec Christensen. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. We're live from the University of British Columbia, and I have a full house today. Joining me in the studio, as always, Kareem Halasay. Welcome back.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you? Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me again.
Joining us as well, Vita Luce.
Hi.
returning co-host and friend.
Yes.
Also in the studio, Kareem Shamoot, returning co-host.
Hey. The other Kareem.
How's it going, Kareem?
It's good.
Good. And new friend from home, from Tacoma, Washington, Lucas Leonard. How's it going?
Good. Howdy.
Howdy. So this is our last episode until fall, so we thought we'd have a good time today and kind of get all hands on deck. We're going to be looking at just 2018 as a whole so far. We're about halfway through the year, so time to reflect on some of our favorite and least favorite moments from the year. We're going to be sharing all of our favorite songs from this year so far. And June itself was a crazy month. We had tons of rap feuds we talked about last episode.
With other rappers.
With Quake Matthews and KO. That's fun to follow. There's lots of new music, like I said, we'll be talking about that. And just lots of good things happening in the world. So lots of bad things too, but we're going to focus on the good today because there's a lot of it, including lots of good music, like Jay-Z and Beyonce's album, Everything Is Love. We're going to listen to a song off of that, and we'll be right back. This is Flashback.
Respect on my check. Pay me in equity. Watch me reverse out of dicks. He got a bad chick. We live in lavish. I got expensive fabrics. I got expensive habits. He wanna go with me. He likes to roll with me. He wanna be with me. He wanna give me that vitamin D. Ice ornaments. Ice style ornaments. You ain't on of this. Don't think they on of this. But I'm a jet. Shut down Khalid. Give me the ball, take a top shift. Call my girls and put them all on a spaceship. Hang one night with Beyonce, I'll make you famous. Have you ever seen the stage going ape shit? Step my money fast and go.
Finna pull up in the zoo. I'm like, Chief, keep me Rafiki. Who been lying king to you? Pocket watch it like kangaroos. Tell these clowns we ain't amused. Man, the clips for that monkey business. 4-5 got change for you. Motorcades when we came through. Presidential with the planes too. Went better get you with the residential. Undefeated with the cane too. I said no to the Super Bowl. You need me, I don't need you. Every night we in the end zone. Tell the NFL we in stadiums too. Last night was a f***ing zoo. Stage diving in a pool of people. Ran through Liverpool like a f***ing beetle. Smoke Gorilla Glue like it's legal. Tell the Grammys that O for H. Have you ever seen a crowd going ape shit?
Step my money fast and go. Change. I don't give a damn about the fame. Nope. GA Plains, Alexander Wayne. She a thought that you claim. Woo. Can be tapping my rain. Oh. And I'm popping my ladies off, popping. We go to the dealer and cop it off. Sipping my favorite alcohol. Got me so lit, I need Tylenol. All of my people, I pray them all. I feel no one wanna see the stars. Sending the missiles off. Drinking my inhibitions off. 250 for the rich and meal. Yeah. Living a feel. My body made jiggle go near. My man, my mama, my lord, my shell. Look at my jewelry, I'm lethal. These diamonds on me, they see. I'm a Martian, they wishing they equal. I got M's on the back of EV, so.
Give me the paw, give me
hit a ball, take a top shift. Call my girls and put them all on a spaceship. Hang one night with Young, say I'll make you famous. Have you ever seen a crowd going action?
Tryna see what up though, Brooklyn, home of the cutthroats, notorious, y'all know how the rest go sleeping, one eye open, too smart cause I'm always scoping, watching, seeing how these lames look, lazy, this how you get your frame took, money, I got money, money, I got money, talking, always talking. That's your problem, you always talking. Rockstar, mixed with a ghetto chick. Try me, I wish a nigga would, bitch, hold up. Who gon' hold us? Not the cemetery or the penitentiary. Damn, my contemporaries, I'm too legendary. It's so money, I got money. Money, I got money. I'm money. To grind and hustle, I had to work like Kobe just to shine like Russell. They say, glad you made it, it happened overnight. They say, damn, you changed. I'm like, show you right, nigga, I been
in the crib, trying to find the BPM. Rehearsing for the next show in my kitchen. Fresh off for tour, but can't tell you where I been. Maybe after 20 years, I'll start to take it in. Right now, I'm chasing in Dover Street again. I'm introverted, I'm not open to new friends. But if you're real cute, then I have to think again. Shop the runway so you can stay off trend and look like money. Money. Right, nigga, I got money. I got money. Money. I got money. I'm money. I got money. Money. I got money.
All right, welcome back to Flashback. It's time to share some songs. Like I said earlier, we're going to take a minute and look back at the year so far. And we're each going to share a song from this year that we love. Kareem, because you've been on every show besides the first one, Kareem Halasay.
Yeah.
let's not get this twisted already. Kareem, you're going to go first.
Yeah.
Maybe just introduce your song, then we'll listen to it. Okay. We can chat about it after.
Okay. So I've picked Miracle from Churches. It's kind of like a fun pop song. I don't think everyone will like it, judging by how people usually react to the kind of like mainstream stuff
music,
I like.
To your music?
Yeah, no, I mean, like, we've had the questions for a Swiftie segment already on this, so we'll see. But, okay. Like, I really like it. I think it's really fun.
Well, thank you for putting yourself out there, and we're going to listen to Miracle by Churches.
Ask me no questions, I will tell you no lies. Careful what you wish for. We're looking for angels in the darkest of skies, saying that we wanted more. I feel like I'm falling, but I'm trying to fly. ocean of night, but will we ever see it through? And I need you to know I'm not asking for a miracle, but if love is enough, could you let it show? If you feel it, could you let me know?
Kareem Halasay. Mm-hmm. Not bad, in my opinion.
Oh.
What everyone think.
Better than what I expected.
Yeah, hey, like, we give you grief on this show, but like, this is your
character. We just love to give you grief.
This is the season one character development. It all comes circle, full circle.
I'm happy about that, no.
Yeah.
Look Church forward is, to season two.
Yeah. What'd you say?
Look forward to season
two. Look forward to season two, fall 2018. We're getting Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on the first episode.
Oh, yes.
I thought that was a good song, actually, and I was like, I've heard it before. You played it for me before.
Does anyone hate it in the room? Just so we can like get
Lucas?
It all out there.
No. I like it. I like it.
I'm happy about that.
Yeah. Well done, man.
Okay.
I'm very proud of you. Are they British?
Yeah. They're Scottish.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
That was a great song.
No, they are.
Okay. Cool. We're gonna keep moving. We're gonna keep it with the redheads. Which I guess this is a radio, so no one knows you guys are redheads. Lucas. Lucas, you're next. What's your song?
Yeah, my song is Fourth Dimension by Kanye West and Kid Cudi.
Oh, good. Something for everyone. All right, let's listen to it and talk about it.
Down the chimney he will come with his great big smile. And you'll find that even a kid is caught swimming in a latest style. Oh, what is Santa bringing? Oh, I'm bringing you presents in a...
It feels so good it should cost. Brought an alligator, I ain't talking Lacoste. Made me say, like a mix of Master P and Rick Ross. She seen it made me always feel like a boss. She said I'm in the wrong hole, I said I'm lost. She said I'm going too fast, I'm exhausted. Now drop to your knees for the offering. This the theme song, or something wrong. Might need an intervention for this new dimension. That's too new to mention, won't fit in a sentence. If I get locked up, I won't finish the sentence. While I'm rolling through, see me roll out. Watch you surf at the coast and I'm spinning. I got plenty of for the evening. We go journey, we all find a light that guided somewhere in the moment. Such a lost boy, caught up in the darkest I had. What's the cause, boy? Losing everything that I had. Sheeping on me, boy, like she got something to tell. Sitting waiting for me, sipping, yeah, I see you in hell. Tell the crew to get up, I'll be not my soul ain't for sale. All the evils in the world, they keeping on me for real. I really hope the Lord heard me. We all live in sin. Can see ghosts off the ropes, Ric Flair on your beards. Now this the theme song, this the theme song. Now put the beams on, get your dream on. But you don't hear me though, drama we let it go. Watch the guitars roll, now let your friends know.
Just do that, and then let the music do something, and then do that again. That'd be enough for a record.
Okay, that was Fourth Dimension by Kid See Ghost, Kanye West and Kid Cudi's album together. Lucas, that was your song. You want to say anything about it? Do you have any other thoughts about it?
I just like the album overall, like general. Kanye's been a little problematic, but I like Kid Cudi. He's always been like a good artist, but his last album wasn't super good, and then he tried to make a rock album.
Really not good.
But this is like a good return to form, so I'm glad he's doing better.
Yeah, no, I wasn't like a huge fan of Ye, Kanye's like other June album. A couple of good songs, but yeah, this was a nice album. I liked it. Vita Kareem, Shamoot, did you guys like the song?
No, I mean, it wasn't bad.
Yeah,
I
fair enough.
Don't particularly love Kanye, and I don't ever choose to listen to him just because
he's hard to love. He's hard to love.
Yeah, like just because his whole character and then also his lyrics, like I don't vibe with. But you know, like I can respect him like as a rapper, and I know a lot of people that do enjoy his stuff.
Yeah. I like his stuff. Don't like him much as a person. Not a bad song, just not really my taste. But I'd listen to this like.
Okay.
A chill night.
Good review. Kareem, you're always like the one I'm most interested in when it comes to Kanye, because this whole Taylor Swift thing.
Well, it always
comes back to this.
That. Yeah, we always have an argument if we can separate the art from the artist, which we always kind of disagree on. I have like listened to Ye, and I've also listened to the Kanye and Kid Cudi album, and this is like my favorite song off both. I like the Yikes on Ye as well.
Yeah,
but like. I'm okay with him. I really like one of my favorite albums ever was My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. I just, you know, he's problematic as a person, but you can enjoy like the good stuff he does.
Yeah,
yeah,
and he's not like the problematic in like the
in the terrible way.
The really terrible way. Yeah, he's just got some personality quirks.
Yeah,
he's
different.
Like, is kind of a jerk.
Yeah,
sometimes. Yep. Okay, we're gonna move on. Vita, you're up next. What's your song?
It's Rebel Heart by First Aid Kit, and they're like a Swedish band who have recently actually become kind of popular, and they just released a new album called Runes, and I don't know, I think it's a really chill song, and I actually got to hear it live because they toured in Vancouver a little while ago, and so I got to hear like pretty much like a ton of their songs from their new album, and I don't know, I think they're a great band.
Awesome. I don't know if I know this song, so I'm kind of excited to hear it.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. This is Rebel Heart by First Aid Kit.
You told me once I have a rebel heart. I don't know if that's true, but I believe you saw something in me that lives inside you too. Now all I hear is the wind. There's a storm coming through. Did I misplace or forsake my love now that I gave it? Thank you.
that was Rebel Heart by First Aid Kit. That was Vita Luce's song choice.
Yes, indeed.
Great song. I like that. That was a really like chill vibe. Quite the departure from what we just heard, I think.
True.
But like, great. I think all three songs we've heard pretty like so far are pretty different.
I really enjoyed that. Like, I've obviously never heard it before, and it was such like a cool vibe.
Yeah, no, I think all of their songs, like, and I was really excited that they released a new album. I really liked some of their older ones. Like, one of my favorite songs is, like, Emmy Lou and Lion's Roar and all of that. Like, Stay Gold. Oh, that's a good one. So if you just, like...
Take notes, listeners.
Yeah, if you like some chill indie music and, like, I don't know, something about their harmonies. I'm pretty sure we've played a First Aid Kit song, like, on this show
before. We totally may have.
And, yeah, it was they're... like just as good live.
Great, awesome, good choice, everyone. We all liked it.
Yeah, that was a really good song.
Right, yay Vita.
Yay.
All right, Kareem Shamoot, Kareem number two.
Kareem number two. Yeah.
not indicative of ranking, just indicative of order.
I mean, he's more of an that's original. True. He's on the show. I'm yeah.
All but one.
We're taking over. It's a positive.
Spinoff series. Kareem
Season 2 recast.
Okay, what's your song?
My song is Khsara by Adam, and it's not an English song. It's actually an Arabic song by a Lebanese artist whose artist name is Adam. Khsara in Arabic is like, what a loss. And I don't know, I just thought it'd be kind of like a switch from more, you know, Western music. And it is like, it has a mix of old and new Arabic styles, so I thought that was pretty cool. And yeah,
great. All right, let's listen to it. Is it from like a TV show or movie or something?
No, it's
okay, because it says like it's from something on my version.
Maybe it could be used.
Maybe
I don't know.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
All right, let's listen to it.
الكبرياء بيقرب منا الفراق وبيكسر جوانا حاجة وبنخسر بعض بغباء منضيع الاتفاق وكأننا داخلين سباق واللي ساب التاني أسرع ده اللي دمع لما فاق أوقات الكبرياء بيقرب منا الفراق وبيكسر بعض بغباء منضيع الاتفاق وكأننا داخلين سباق واللي ساب التاني أسرع ده اللي دمع لما فاق وخسارة يا قلب خسارة على العشرة والناس اللي بقوا أوام على امبارح وعلى بكرة وعلى الأحلام ويا ريتنا ما قلنا سلام بالزمان مش هنفرط في المكان ونحل أمورنا ببساطة ونعدي الأزمة بأمان من دمع من سكات وقت القرب خسارة فات واللي فاضل من الحكاية هو حبة ذكريات لو نرجع بالزمان مش هنفرط في المكان ونحل أمورنا ببساطة
الطرفات واللي فاضل من الحكاية هو حبة ذكريات وخسارة يا ألف خسارة على العشرة والناس اللي باعوا أوام على امبارح وعلى بكرة وعلى الأحلام ويا ريتنا ما قلنا سلام
Okay, that was Kareem's song. Good choice.
Yeah.
As a fan, that was fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just like, it's not something, you know, that I'd probably, you know, run to, or but it's just like, I don't know, a little piece of another part of the world that you probably haven't
yeah.
heard.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Yeah. I think it was, very different from the songs we've heard before, clearly. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. That was good. That was cool.
Yeah, no worries.
Fun change of pace. Okay, last but hopefully not least, I've got a song to share.
Most
I'm just
going to
let
moment.
It speak for itself.
Oh my God.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves.
Okay, that was a joke. I don't want to listen to that song. My actual song is off Janelle Monáe's album, Dirty Computer. This is Django Jane.
I love Janelle Monáe.
Let's get squatted. Yeah, yeah, this is my palace. Champagne in my chalice. I got it all covered like a wedding band. Wonderland, so my alias is Alice. And we gon' start a mother riot. Or we gon' have to put them on a diet. Look at that, I guarantee I got them quiet. Look at that, I guarantee they all inspired. A-Town made it out there. Straight out Kansas City, yeah, we made it out there. Celebrated, graduated, made it pass fail. Sassy, classy, Kool-Aid with the kale. Mama was a G, she was cleaning hotels. Papa was a driver, I was working retail. Kept us in the back of the store, we ain't hitting no more. Moonlit. Already got the Oscar for the Casa. Running down Grammys with the family. Probably give a Tony to the homies. Probably get an Emmy dedicated to the highly melanated. Arc Android orchestrated. Yeah, we highly melanated. Arc Android orchestrated. Yeah, Geminati still jamming. Box office numbers and they doing outstanding. Running out of space in my damn bandwagon. Remember when they used to say I look too mannish? Black girl magic, y'all can't stand it. Y'all can't ban it. Made out like a bandit. They've been trying hard just to make us all vanish. I suggest they put a flag on a whole nother planet. Jane Bond, never Jane Doe. And I Django, never Sambo. Black and white, yeah, that's always been my camo. It's looking like y'all gonna need some more ammo. I cut them off, I cut them off, I cut them off like Van Gogh. Now, pan right for the angle. I got away with murder, no scandal. Cue the violins and violas. We gave you life, we gave you birth. We gave you God, we gave you earth. We film the future, don't make it worse. You want the world, well, what's it worth? Emoticons, Decepticons, and Autobots. Who twist the plot, who shot the sheriff, then fled to Paris in the darkest hour, spoke truth to power, made a fandroid out of your girlfriend. Let's get caught downtown in the whirlwind and paint the city pink, paint the city pink, and tuck the pearls in just in case the world in. Down dog, fool back, take a seat, you are not involved, and hit the mute button, let the vagina have a monologue. Mansplaining, I fold them like origami. What's the way, baby? This a tsunami. But a culture, I kamikaze. I put my life on a lifeline. If she the GOAT, now would anybody doubt it? If she the GOAT, now would anybody doubt it? Huh? Do anybody got it? Do anybody got it? I say anybody got it.
Whoopie doo scoop. Scoop dee dee. To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys it.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire, Cheetos, fleece material, and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute. Just visit CITR.ca/discorder/contribute. You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
Evening in Damascus returns for its fourth year. Join us on July 31st as this fundraiser brings the soul of Syria to the heart of Vancouver with music, storytelling, dancing, wine, and food. All proceeds go to support queer Syrian refugees. For more information and tickets, visit eveningindamascus.com.
Okay, welcome back to Flashback. Earlier today, I recorded an interview with the band Dumb, who are currently on tour across the United States and coming back in Canada throughout June and July. So we're going to take a minute and listen to that and listen to a couple songs by them. Please enjoy. On with Franco from Dumb, who's about to leave for tour. Thanks for calling in. How's it going?
It's going really great. Just packing up some toiletries, some shades for the road, you know.
All the essentials.
Standard, yeah.
Awesome. Well, congrats on your album release. It just released just under 2 weeks, right, ago?
Yeah, just on, we had the album release show on June 16th, and then I guess the online release was on the 22nd.
Okay. Awesome. Congratulations. And then you're about to leave. Where are you guys going right now? What's the tour looking like?
Today we're going to Portland.
Yep.
We're going to play at this place called Pop Tavern with our buddies and the bands The Goobs and Gardner. And then we're basically zooming down the West Coast. Just, you know, Portland, Oakland, LA, and then cutting right across the South through Texas to a lot of places we've never been before. So
yeah,
it'll
that's exciting.
It'll be really fun.
And you're working your way all the way towards New York, right? Like you're going across the country?
Yeah, we're going to do two shows in Philadelphia, a show in D.C., two shows in New York. That's our, like, East Coast
sure.
leg. Yeah.
Do you have any places in particular you're really looking forward to seeing maybe for the first time?
I've never been to Toronto.
Oh, really?
And my brother lives there. Also, Jarrett from Tough Age set up a really cool show at a bookstore called The Beguiling. Seems like it's going to be really fun, so I'm really stoked for that. Also, I've never been to New Orleans, so that'll be fun.
No, that'll be a ton of fun. I'm excited for
yeah.
you guys. Okay, I do kind of want to maybe take a look at a couple songs on the album.
For sure.
I'll play them, but I want to hear maybe before I play a little about it, maybe if you can pick a song and share something about it, then I'll put it on the playlist.
Cool. You want me to pick one?
Yeah. Any song from the album.
Okay, let's listen to Power Trip, because I'm in that zone right now.
Okay. We'll listen to Power Trip, and then afterwards you can maybe talk about it.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
All right, that was Power Trip by Dumb. I'm here on the phone with Franco from the band. What can you share about that song? What should listeners know?
It's about going on a power trip in Vegas. So if you've ever, felt like luck was on your side and you've had all the power and everything's going well for you and you're having a great time and people are dancing, then it's all an illusion at the end. The house always wins.
Very true.
And yeah.
Awesome.
The lyrics are also written by Quincy Arthur for the most part for that song.
Okay, cool. Shout out to Quincy. Have you had your own power trip in Vegas?
I mean, I just lose immediately whenever I go there. Like, every time I'm like, oh, this time I'm going to spend only $80, which is a lot of money.
Right.
Right. You're like, oh, I'll spend $80, maybe I'll make some.
Yeah.
And then I always end up, losing immediately, which is interesting, because I'm, a statistician. That's my job.
Oh, is it really?
So I should be doing better than the rest of the band.
That's so funny.
Based on my knowledge, but they always... last time we went, Nick, a guitarist, made, I can't remember how much, $400 at one point he was up, and the rest of us were just down a ton. Yeah.
I got lucky the first time I went to a casino, but I'm not going back after that. I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't recommend it.
All right, so that was Power Trip. Let's do one more song before we wrap up, and then maybe give us a little bit about it before we hear it.
Sounds good. I don't know which one to pick this time. Let's do the pop hit, the Mint.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. I like Mint. That's a great song. What should we know about it before we hear it?
So again, the lyrics by Quincy Arthur for this one. This one's sung from the perspective of some person who's, a little bit spoiled, but also just, it's part of their conditioning to always be asking for a bit more. And also, I should mention something that I don't think I've mentioned before. This song is, if you listen to the song I Saw the Light by Todd Rundgren, this song, Mint, is just that song rearranged, pretty much.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to listen to that. Before we do, I always give every guest the opportunity to give a shout-out or call someone out if you're feeling messy. Do you want to give either of those?
Yeah, I will shout-out and call out the rest of my band members.
Awesome. All right.
Yeah, I think that's what I'll do.
Okay, that works. Thanks so much for calling in. We're going to listen to Mint. Good luck on the tour. And if you want to follow Dumb, keep up with them on Bandcamp, Apple Music, Spotify, and Twitter, right, as well?
Yeah, we just got a Twitter.
Okay. At Dumb41, right?
Dumb_41, yeah.
Okay, awesome. Keep up with Dumb. Thanks so much for calling in.
Hey, thanks so much, Alex.
All right, take care.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Enabled FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition. Enabled FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
CITR and Mint Records have released their biannual collab, Pop Alliance Volume 5. This glamorous record features staple Vancouver artists, Devours, Swim Team, Lord Fuckerman, Chris Horrific, and so many more. Get your copy for only $15 on iTunes or at the Mint Records store now.
All right. Hey, welcome back to Flashback. I'm Alec Christensen. This is CITR 101.9, broadcasting from the unceded traditional and ancestral land of the Musqueam people. We're live from UBC in Studio A. The whole gang's here for this episode. And we're going to get into the news because there's a lot happening. Last episode, we did a report on, I don't even know how to phrase this in like a non-disgusting way, but what was it called when it was falling from the plane?
A poopsicle, I recall. Yeah.
Thank you. thanks, fact checker. In Kelowna, BC, yeah, there was feces that fell into someone's car. So coming back for round two of our newest segment on the show, this is Fecal Matters with Kareem Halisay.
Yes.
Poop-dee-doo-scoop. Scoop-dee-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-scoop-dee-poop.
Okay. So, Kareem, before you get started, just want to clarify about the last one we did.
Mm-hmm.
Transit Canada was investigating the issue, right? Because it is like a health issue and there's like feces coming
through. No, they're going all in. There's investigative like work going on right now.
Yeah, so there was a huge investigation, and Transit Canada said there were no planes in the sky at the time, so it cannot be... like the poopsicle thing, and it can't be the rain it produces either, because it's like meant to be a different color. It's meant to be blue because of the chemicals.
Yeah,
but the stuff on the car was white. So now there's a mystery in Kelowna. We don't know what this was.
Story has too many layers,
and
it just keeps coming back.
The mainstream media is failing to cover the story and give it the attention it deserves. So thank God we're here.
Yeah,
doing the work the journalists are refusing to do.
That's quite possibly the best news story this week.
Yeah, right. Like,
get excited then for like what's coming up. Yeah,
it's a dark world, but we've got work to do to make it better. So Kareem, you can start making the world better by telling us about this epidemic we've kind of discovered.
It is an epidemic. I mean, there are like two more news stories since we last talked about it. The first one title is on CBC News: "Cloudy with a Chance of Feces, Yellowknife Family Says Poop Fell from Sky." If I just, like, move across to the article and just start. "It was 5 or 10 minutes before 4 p.m. when all of a sudden, swoosh, we got wet," said Linda Smith. "We looked out there to see if somebody threw something at us, but there was nothing. It just came out of the air. The deck, railing, and windows of the house were all splattered with what Smith described as black liquid. Then came the stench. It was like somebody's septic tank burst," said Smith, who ran inside, sick to her stomach. "It was really bad." And then basically, same story as last time, Transport Canada investigating once again. And like we said, it is an epidemic. I mean, if we move on to the next story, again on CBC News. "It was pretty gross. Saskatoon mom says poop fell from sky onto family's deck. And then spatter of smelly dark spots hit deck of Stonebridge home shortly after family barbecued supper." So once again, this story was of a family that were barbecuing outside, then went back inside. And then went back outside and just found it covered in black spots.
Oh,
and they, once they cleaned it up and realized it, they like found that it was evidence of, you know, poop falling from the sky once again. And it wasn't splattering from anywhere else. It was coming directly downwards.
So do they have any idea where it's coming from?
It's planes. I mean, that's planes. Transport Canada are getting all over. It's basically what the first story made happen is that people are realizing what these things are. And it's making all the victims come out now. Like, this is a much more common thing than we expected when we first talked about it.
Like, is the plane discharge, it's basically, like, just a big hail piece that would fall down from the plane, and that's just, like, liquid that freezes up in that atmosphere. I've never heard of poop falling out from the sky, though.
Apparently it freezes out, like, the backside of the plane or something because it's so cold.
How does that even happen?
I honestly don't.
The plane is airtight, you know?
Yeah, so
that's a little sketchy. Like, you wonder what else could, like, leave the plane.
This is not a victimless crime, but this is not a victimless issue.
No, not at all. Transport Canada have their work, like, cut out, like, in BC to realize what's going on at this point.
Is it not a crime to poop on someone's deck?
I don't know. I don't want to get into the legality of that until we actually have a lawyer present to clarify.
The Saskatoon mom actually said, "I don't want anything. Like, I'm not claiming for anything. I just want them to, like, sort out whatever's happening it doesn't happen to anyone else."
That's good.
And it's dangerous. I mean, like, first mom...
She had an eye infection. Both eyes were infected.
Ew.
It's like a health and safety hazard.
That's really gross.
You're telling me.
Alec is very uncomfortable with this story because he does not appreciate it.
I am, but I'm willing to overpower it because I think we're finally, like, we're onto something. This could be the show's big break.
That's true.
It just keeps on coming.
What'd you say?
Good for you.
Thank you. Kareem, do you have any other details to share about this?
I mean, like, not really. I mean, the Saskatoon mom was with her family, so with her 12-year-old daughter and I think an even younger son. Yeah, her 4-year-old son. And they were just playing with toys. So it was, like, pretty lucky that they weren't out there when it was happening. They just went back inside for a little bit and then went back outside.
Okay.
I think it's just, like, a horror story. I mean, if, like... I mean, the first story was the worst in that, like, they were driving along and they had the car top, like, down. And, yeah, I mean, that's how, like, the eye infection happened, which is terrifying.
Maybe they try to plan it so that they drop it on purpose, but, like, in a forest or somewhere, but they miscalculated.
I guess.
Maybe. Man, this goes deep. Like, we don't know what's going on up there.
A lot, apparently. Okay. Well, stay tuned. I guess we're off for the next, like, couple months, so we're not going to be able to cover this story. And
yeah, you can recover for a little bit.
We'll start with this.
In the fall, we are hitting this. We're going to be talking to the victims. We're going to be talking to Transport Canada. This is my pledge. This is my pledge.
And Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, when he calls in.
Have his take on this.
It's the a big crisis facing
It's a scandal.
I actually, like, maybe we should try and get them on. I don't know. I think also this makes me realize how good, like, a Thursday night on CITR is, because you get the News Collective Democracy Watch right before us, covering local politics and giving it the attention it deserves and other, like, local issues, and then right afterwards Flashback comes on and we get into Fecal Matters.
The real news.
We've got a couple other, like, really nuts stories to share. Lucas, you're next.
Okay, what's up?
You're talking about what happened in Toronto, right?
Yeah. Okay. Something crazy happened with Toronto PD. So basically, shout out to Officer Jamie Young and Vittorio Dominelli, who couldn't handle their stolen hazelnut edible. So this is just like a news story, but it happened back in January. So police did a raid on a dispensary over in Toronto, and they, like, collected everything as evidence except for 3 chocolate bars. And then these 2 officers went out on patrol. They got hungry, ate the candy bars, and then they were just allegedly stole them and got high enough to be able to call backup on themselves, call 911 on themselves. So they got so freaked out that they called the police on themselves for
that
backup.
That's so crazy.
No, and the funny part is they didn't even use, like, walkie-talkies or anything. Like, they literally used their phone, called 911.
That's so, like...
On themselves for help.
I'm high.
I need help.
Did they purposefully...
It was, like, a 1013, right? Which is, like, a officer
in danger. Yeah, officer in danger.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, like...
Yeah. Allegedly.
Did they purposely think... Like, did they know that they were...
I mean...
They confiscated him in a raid, so,
yeah.
Like, they must have, right?
Like, so, it's definitely, like, stolen evidence, but... Yeah, they're on unpaid suspension. Yeah, so probably overdosed on hazelnut.
Are they going to trial or anything? Do we know?
I don't know. I think it's just kind of like an internal hearing. However, lucky for us, the government published all the documents related to it online. So if you're really curious about it, you guys can check that out.
That's awesome.
Well, more work to be done there. Vita, Kareem, do you guys have stories you want to share from this year? What's happening in the world?
Just, like, not too long ago, in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, a baby panda was born. And this was, like, a few months ago. But I thought it was pretty exciting because, well, pandas are, like, super cute. Mm-hmm. And also, it's a great story about how, like, I think we, like, humanity is trying to do its best to reverse the damage that we've done on, like, our environment and species, and as pandas are going extinct, like, at least we're, you know, trying to get to rehabilitate them, and it's hard. Like, I know it's not, like, easy. Also, like, they happen to be, like, one of the laziest animals ever, and just, like...
They're not pulling their weight.
Yeah, exactly.
I
literally their weight.
Pandas are probably, like, the most difficult species to keep alive and not extinct.
Yeah, exactly. But, man, they're cute as hell. Like, just, like, those videos online of them, like, falling everywhere and sliding down
tumble.
The slides. Yeah. Yeah, so that's, like, pretty much the whole story. It just... And... the panda made its debut, like, not too long ago, and super cute, weighing, I'm trying to find, like, 19.8 pounds,
jeez.
Healthy cub, Yeah, zoo officials have said the giant panda bear broke the world record for a second baby in 4 years via natural reproduction.
Wow.
Malaysia's National Zoo has invested hundreds of thousands of dollars on a panda complex, including a bamboo trees mimicking their natural habitat, after China loaned the cub's parents to mark 40 years of diplomatic relations with Malaysia. Crazy.
That is crazy. Mm-hmm. That is crazy.
That was so much more wholesome than our reports. Yeah. That was the most Vita news story ever.
Kareem,
music and just, panda reports. Yep.
His just grosses me out. And Lucas's is like a Coen Brothers like comedy.
I loved both of them, though.
No, I know. They're great. I'm glad our story choices are as diverse as our music. Mm-hmm. Okay, you have another like ecological one.
Yeah,
right?
Actually, Kareem, coincidentally. But yeah, this is also, it's a feel-good story. We don't get to hear much of those. So yeah, like a lot of species, you know, going endangered and then extinct. But the endangered mountain gorilla population recovers to over 1,000, and this was about like 2 weeks ago. So I mean, we're moving in the right direction, you know, like less on poaching and everything. And there's hope, because the gorilla really is an amazing creature, and like I don't want that to go extinct.
No, that'd be terrible.
They're terrifying, but they're amazing.
There really is good news in the world, actually.
There is. I'm glad we're uncovering it, too.
Yeah, because you look
just
for it.
We'll go out on a positive note. I want to take a quick music break. I want to listen to another song by The Beaches. We opened with them. And I just discovered them this week, and they're this group out of Toronto, and they're just so good. So the song's called Money. We're going to listen to it, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the news. Wow, they're so good.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to talk about a little more serious of an issue before we wrap up. We're almost done. This is like a local story. I'm reading off of the BBC. French jogger detained after crossing U.S.-Canada border. This article is from the 23rd of June. A young French woman who went for an evening jog along a Canadian beach spent 2 weeks in U.S. immigration detention center, or in a U.S. immigration detention center, after straying across the border. She's 19 years old. She was visiting her mother in British Columbia, and she decided to run along the beach that leads into Canada's border with the United States on May 21st. Miss Roman told Canadian media she turned onto a dirt path for a few meters as the tide rose and stopped to take a picture before retracing her steps. She was then confronted by two U.S. Border Patrol agents who arrested her for crossing into Blaine, Washington. He started telling me that I had crossed the border illegally, and I told him I really did not do it on purpose. I realized it was really serious after that. The French national thought she might be given a warning or at worst be fined. I did not think they would put me in jail, she said. But to jail she did go, as the officers took her more than 220 kilometers south to the Tacoma Northwest Detention Center, a privately run immigration prison in Washington State. With no identification on her and just the clothes she was wearing, Miss Roman started to realize the gravity of her situation. They asked me to remove all my personal belongings with my jewelry, and they searched me everywhere. Then I understood it was getting very serious, and I started to cry a bit. She said she was held in a room with about 100 other people. We were locked up all the time, and in the yard there was barbed wire and dogs. We really tried to help each other, and there was a good atmosphere. Seeing people who had come from Africa and elsewhere locked up for trying to cross the border, it put my experience into perspective. She was allowed to contact her mother, who came to the detention facility with her passport and work permit, but U.S. officials would not let her leave until Canadian immigration authorities first confirmed she was allowed back into the country. Both sides eventually agreed she could return to Canada, but only 15 days after she set off on her first jog. It's just despicable.
Whoa, I cannot believe that.
I know.
So, like, I'm looking at, I wanted to look up where this place was on the Google Maps. And
the detention center?
No. The place she was jogging on, the beach. And really, it doesn't look like there's any difference between the U.S. or Canadian border. So, like, anyone could have stepped
there. No, it's just an open beach.
There.
That's the thing. There's no signage or anything.
And just the fact that they, like, followed her back and they, you know, asked her about it. I mean...
And, like, that must suck. Like, you go out for a jog. Like, obviously you don't have anything with
expecting.
You. Yeah, and you're all, like, at least in my experience, you're all, like, you're sweaty and gross. And then you just get, like, detained out of nowhere. And this girl was only 19?
Yeah.
That's, like, I don't know. That's
not
ridiculous.
Even in her home country as well. Just, like, visiting her aunt or something. Yeah.
Must
just
have been,
terrible.
Like, a slow day for the, you know, the officers.
I'm so sick of...
It's just a racist machine. And, like...
I'm so sick of U.S.
being American, which three of us are, I think, like, and just, like, watching the news, regardless of your nationality, is just, like, painful to see a system that exploits people who are trying to find asylum or, like, have a better life.
I mean, like, it's not really, like, it's a terrible story, but it's, like, the actual asylum seekers are going through, like, actual
so
hell.
Much worse.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this kind of came on our radar because it was local, but, like, I think it just shows, like, this could really happen to anyone, like, if you make an honest mistake, and it shows you how strict the system is, I guess, and it's just unfair to kind of everyone.
Yeah, exactly. And it just, like, reminds me of the all, like, children being separated at the border. Oh, man, I'm so tired of border patrol and all of that. Like,
I think
it makes me so disappointed in the U.S.
Right. I think she had it, like, as good of a perspective as you can have on this, because she said it, like, she realized it put her experience into perspective to see everyone else locked up in there, coming from a much worse situation and probably in there a lot longer than she was.
For sure.
But yeah, just disheartening and waiting for change, but, like, I don't know. Doesn't look great.
And of course, like, her story pops up because she's, like, French, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So it makes you think, like, all of the stories of other people that we don't ever hear.
And I feel like no matter who the president was, I mean, like, border agents are going to be
border
agents.
No, that would happen
agents.
Under Obama as well.
Yeah.
Obama had more deportations than any other U.S. president.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not, I don't even want, like, I mean, Trump sucks, but, like, it's just emblematic and indicative of a terrible system.
Yep.
I hope the Border Patrol's not listening to this. I'm trying to go home in a week, so.
Oh, shit.
He's one of the dozens of listeners.
One of our many fans. The number one show in radio. Okay. I do want to move on. We need to wrap up. I did want to just talk about that for a minute, and I don't know. Maybe we'll follow up on it again in the future and just see where this whole issue's at in the fall. On a lighter note, before we go, we always give our guests an opportunity for a shout out or a call out, but the hosts never get to do that. So we're going to go around in the circle like we have been. We'll go in the same order. So Kareem, you're going to go first. Kareem Halase.
Yeah.
And we'll just kind of go in that cycle. You can give a shout out or a call out if you're feeling messy.
Yeah.
And after that, we'll wrap up.
Okay. This is a pretty easy one for me. Me and you went to see Seinfeld Burlesque at the Rio, the great Rio that was saved.
Saved.
And, yeah. And it was, we had no idea what to expect, but it was like, exactly what you would expect from Seinfeld Burlesque. Yes. I think, like, did we send you pictures as well? Or
I know I didn't see any.
Okay, no, we definitely should. But, I mean, the show ended with Jerry in a giant bowl stripping off, being poured on by a giant, like, bowl of milk.
That's crazy.
With cereal, with a carton of cereal going over him.
Oh, my God, I love it.
No, it was experience.
It was insane. We kept looking at each other just, like, mind-boggled because we'd obviously never been to a burlesque show as well. It was just, like, very funny and, like, a great atmosphere as well. And with, like, very hardcore Seinfeld fans there who were, like, really enjoying it throughout.
Yeah. I would have loved to have seen that. And also just, I would love to go to a burlesque show.
It was an experience.
No, they do, like, so many out there, too. And, like, there's a Harry Potter one coming up. There's a Star Trek one coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, support the Rio, everyone. We love them.
Yeah, for sure.
You only get it in Vancouver. That's
only in Vancouver. Yeah. Only in Vancouver. I got a poster and I got pictures with Jerry and George.
Yep. We waited right till the end to get. Yeah. No, that was super fun.
Yeah. Good company. Lucas, do you want to give one?
Shout out or call out? Sure. Shout out to Vancouver and Canada in general.
Woo!
Very fun experience. I like it a lot. And also want to plug, I'm starring in a new movie, Final House Party Part 2. Very fun little student film, so check that out. Should be out in like 2 weeks.
Awesome. Where is it going to be? YouTube?
Yeah, just YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep that on your radar, folks. Vita, I think you're next in kind of our cycle we've been going in.
Okay. Well, I will give a shout out to Brenna, if you're listening still. Brenna Williams.
Friend of the show.
And Diana D. Both of them, I just saw them this afternoon. Diana's leaving to go hike Mount Baker with her family, which is going to be so cool. And she was telling me about it. She's going to be, like, using ice picks to climb.
Oh, that's hardcore.
It's just, like, it's hardcore, and I'm wishing her all the best, and please don't die if you hear this. And,
dark.
Also, Brenna, love you, girl. And Hussein, if he's still listening. I got you, boy.
Awesome. All right, Kareem, and then we'll wrap up.
I guess just a shout-out to a long friend of Grayson Roach. He's currently in Texas. I don't think he's listening. He's supposed to be on right
not
now.
Not cool.
Yeah, I know, but he'll. Yeah, gonna see him in Austria for 2 weeks and hopefully gonna have a pretty fun time. Haven't seen each other in like 2 years.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Awesome. I want to give a shout out to two people. My mom, because, like, she was on the last show. She's so much fun.
Aww.
And then also, if anyone in here was following the New York primary, Alexandria or Ocasio-Cortez won the primary, and I think she's, like, maybe the coolest politician I've seen in a long time. It makes me excited about the future and hopeful in a way that politics usually never does. So shouts to her. I want to call out Border Patrol for just being the worst evil machine ever, and ICE for just being an evil organization. And I really don't like you, and I think you're ruining people's lives. That note, that's it for season one, so we're going to wrap up for one last time.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. I want to thank Kareem Halase, Lucas Leonard, Kareem Shamoot, Vita Luce, and Dumb all for calling in. Thanks for listening. Season one was a blast. We'll be back in the fall. C1 Radio's up next. And yeah, we'll see you later. Peace.